Welcome to Session 11. We are global recruitment experts, entrepreneurs, and founders of 1111 Group of Companies. We are Tess and Alicia, and we deliver insider information and actionable practices to guide you through the ins and outs of your career journey. We are joined by thought leaders and entrepreneurs as they share exclusive tips to inspire personal growth and career development, bringing you one step closer to your purpose. So welcome to session 11. Today we have a guest who leads, is the president and CEO of a company that is the definition of purpose-led, Nurse Next Door. We have Kathy Thorpe joining us today. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
It's such a pleasure. And so I just want to ground our audience in Nurse Next Door, which provides private home care services to seniors throughout North America. And Kathy, I'm going to do a little introduction around you and your background before we get into our kind of chapter two conversation. But I'd love our audience to know a little bit more about you and your background. So you started your career in retail with The Gap. You had a phenomenal career there over 14 years. It looks like you started on the sales floor and grew to the director of store and operations before joining Please Mom as the president. And then you had your own business consultancy, you know, diving into the world of entrepreneurship before you joined Nurse Next Door in 2014 as the president and CEO. Kathy, you sit on two boards of Major Automotive Group and PharmaSave, and a huge congratulations. You have recently released a book, which we want to hear all about, Bold Kindness, A Caring, More Compassionate Way to Lead. Kathy, in a nutshell.
There you go.
Phenomenal. Well, welcome. We're really excited to learn from you today. And so, you know, we gave you a bit of a heads up that we're going to guide this conversation around a chapter two moment. I'm going to hand it over to Tess to kind of lead us into that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So just to give you some context, Kathy, when we reference chapter two moments, what we're talking about is we'd love to know, was there a time in your career or your personal journey where you had a certain path laid out for you and you decided to choose something different, or you had a moment where you actually paused and thought, I could create something new, or I could write a new story for myself here. So I'll hand it back over to you. And I'd love to just hear, you know, what's the first thing that comes to mind when we say those words?
Yeah. So what comes to mind is, so it's 3 years ago in March that I lost my husband to colon cancer, and my kids lost their papa. And I will say that that's definitely, you know, that was a pivotal moment in my life and something that, you know, was extremely difficult, obviously. And at the same time, has been an incredible journey over these last 3 years. And yeah, it was, I've called it my 2.0. And it's been an incredible journey of, you know, going from grief to where I am today and just all of the learnings that I've had through that time.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'd love to hear, you know, at what point were you in your career and what did it change for you at that time when thinking about your work and the contribution you wanted to make?
Yeah, I mean, it was during my time here at Nurse Next Door. I was, you know, I was the CEO and, you know, found myself, you know, very vulnerable, you know, coming into work. And I guess, well, let me step back. I'm in home care and, you know, we have stories every single day of, you know, making a difference in people's lives and also of people, you know, passing away and going through that experience with families. And so I had decided, you know, when Harry first got sick, that I wasn't going to hide anything. I was going to bring my full self and the experience that I was going through to work and share things. And so I will say that, you know, everyone that I've worked with over the years has gone through that journey with me. And, you know, we've learned so much together. And I will say it's made us incredibly, we're a tribe, because when you bring your whole self to work and you're sharing those experiences, it really deepens the relationships.
That's such a good point. And it's such an access point for connection, right? And human connection. And we spend so much of our time at work. I would love to know, what advice would you have for somebody who was not in a senior position or the president or the CEO who is going through something like this? How would you suggest they approach it in the work setting?
Yeah, I think being real, you know, I think those are real moments. And I think coming out of COVID, the world is really looking for real and really looking for human connection. And when you can bring those conversations and be vulnerable at work, it's going to open up relationships and a depth of understanding from people around you.
Yes, that's such a great point. Kathy, I'm so curious, what tools did you leverage? What support did you use? Like, how did you get through this time? Again, for someone listening that may be going through a deeply emotional, traumatic time like yours, how were you able to support yourself through that and show up every day?
Yeah. You know, Harry had hope the whole time he was sick. And I think for me, it hit me about 6 months before he passed away that he might not make it. And that was really a pivotal moment for me in the sense of I realized that I was alone and couldn't have that conversation with him because it was so important for me that he got to hold on to that hope because that's really what helped him get through, you know, that time. So I found a great therapist and I, you know, made the decision at that point that I was going to get strong for my kids because I knew that when Harry passed away, that they were going to need me in a way that, you know, they've never needed me before and I better be strong and show up for them.
Wow. Of course. That's incredible. And so did you notice after this experience, any changes in how you showed up as a leader? Did it translate to your work life?
Yeah, for sure it did. I would say like, I see so clearly how life is very short. And I would say I very much live in the moment more than I did before. I would say that we take chances here and we're bold and we're not afraid of that because, you know, we all have one chance at all of this. And so let's, you know, jump in and be brave and go for it. And I would say that that's very much part of this culture and even more so since I've gone through this. And I would say also that I really value a balanced work-life. And I live by that more than I did before, for sure.
Okay, that is the holy grail. So you need to tell us more about that. What are some of the things, what are some of the boundaries you've put in place to achieve that? I think that's something that's, especially for women, especially for mothers, it's something that we're all in the work of figuring out.
Yeah, I think for me, it's I made the choice that I was going to show up for my kids and whatever they needed. And so as an example, my daughter, when she was going into grade 11, she needed a ride to school and pick up. And so I made the decision that I was going to do that for the year and I was going to make that happen. And, you know, that I wouldn't have done that before, for sure. I would also say that I am very comfortable, you know, using my workday in a fluid way, in the sense that if I have something that I need to get done outside of work, I go and do it. And I don't feel guilty about that. And I know that has changed a lot. I would have felt very guilty before, whereas now it's like, no, I want to have a balance. I want to do a great job. And I want to make sure that my life is also thriving. And so we very much have worked that into the culture here at Nurse Next Door. And I love some of the things that people have done to really create that work-life balance that's individual to them. You know, I'll give you an example. We had a couple of people who were single and they got puppies. And so, you know, the approach that I wanted to take with them is that, you know what, that is their baby. And so, you know, what do they need to do in terms of, you know, supporting that puppy? And so they worked on, you know, they worked from home 3 days a week. They figured out what they needed to do. And so it was very much, you know what, you do whatever you need to do to raise your puppy and do it where you feel great about it. So I love doing those things. It's really fun.
I love that example. And all of our pet parents listening will love that too. Incredible. And so, Kathy, tell us how this book that you wrote fits into your story, your timeline. How did this come to be?
Yeah, well, it's a 4-year journey with this book, but it's really, it's a lifetime journey. And I will say that it's really a culmination of the leadership I've had over the years, the leadership that I've provided, you know, the good and the bad, and how I took on a CEO role here at Nurse Next Door, and I spent a lot of time really thinking through how I wanted this culture to be and what, like, it was the whole conversation of the workplace is disengaged. And I'm like, I don't want to lead that type of culture. I want to have a culture where people are thriving. They love coming to work. They are, you know, they feel like they can really be part of the success of this organization. So I really, you know, I spent probably the first 2 years really thinking through, like, what does that mean? How am I going to lead that? And it was like, okay, you know, I don't like to be controlled. So we're not going to control anyone. I'm self-led. You know, I only want to work with people who are self-led. You know, so it was really being mindful of what I would be looking for in great leadership. And it's like, okay, let's create that culture. And that really was what, you know, brought us to the point of, okay, I'm going to write a book because I believe that the business world can evolve and needs to evolve to a place where people feel excited and love coming to work.
Yes, so important. I'm curious, in the book writing process, did you have, who were you imagining was reading this book? Like, who was your muse? Who was this designed and meant for?
I think people who are wanting a different approach to the workplace. And so I think that that's people that are going to work. I think that's business leaders. I think that that is, you know, the younger generation as they're looking to getting into the workplace and what kind of culture should they be looking for and asking for, quite frankly.
So great. I want to circle back to, you know, you were talking about the culture that you've created and a bit about your leadership philosophy. And so, as you know, we are recruiters. And so I would love to know, when you're interviewing for your executive team or for senior levels in your organization that are the keepers of that culture and leading the people, what are the three things you're listening for?
I'm listening for humility. I'm listening for a learning attitude. And I'm listening for a self-led mindset in that you don't need to be managed. You're an adult and you're going to show up and lead yourself.
So great. I think those are three really great qualities, and they're not the usual suspects. So thank you for sharing that.
So Kathy, tell us about the future of Nurse Next Door. What are you really excited about? What's coming for you in 2024?
Yeah, well, you know, we're across North America and we've been in Australia for 5 years. We are just starting out in England, so very excited to get that one moving. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're already looking at another couple countries. So really excited about continuing to bring Nurse Next Door to the globe.
Incredible. And when you're going back to Tess's question, when you're recruiting, when you're interviewing, what is your kind of elevator pitch to candidates? Like, why would somebody want to join your organization?
It's a very purpose-led organization. And every single day, you have incredible stories about making a massive difference in people's lives. And that is very meaningful, and you know, that goes in your heart and it doesn't leave.
So good. I really want to ask the question around, you know, for yourself personally, you're the CEO, you're a female CEO. Who do you turn to for support, and how do you like fill up your cup so you can keep leading and keep doing your job?
Yeah. I mean, I have mentors around me. I will say that the people here at Nurse Next Door fill my cup. You know, I love all of the people that are here. I also make sure that I run, I walk, I have a trainer, and I really make sure that I take the time to be physically active and fit, because I think that that's part of feeling great. And so I make sure that I find the time for that always.
So important, I think, that mental health component, and we're talking about it more and more these days. What advice would you have for a woman or female growing her career with aspirations to be a CEO or president of an organization? What's something important that you think she should hear?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was on my journey, I was always, it's like, okay, how do I achieve the next position? It's like, well, do you know what that position is? And do the work to get yourself ready for that position. I would also say that you have to be a great leader of people, and people have to love being around you. And, you know, you work on your leadership by really understanding who you are and being introspective. You know, it's not about those around you. It truly is, how do you figure out who you are and how you can be and show up for people in a better way every day.
Sorry, that's really, really good and tangible, because I think the last statistic I saw recently was 7% of CEO roles in Canada are held by women. So that's a huge discrepancy right there. And a lot of the work we do is in that gender equality space. So I think these are good, really tactical things. You know, I'm curious about when you're raising your own children, I don't know if you have sons or daughters, but in terms of when you're talking to them about their career from a mindset point of view, what are some of the values that you're really instilling in them?
I go back to, well, I have a son and a daughter. Sophia is 17 and Jackson is 19. You know, I think for me, it's this whole concept of being self-led, right? Like how are you showing up and owning your, well, everything? Like, you're only as good as how you show up. And so you're responsible for that. And you can't look to others to give that to you. You have to find it within yourself. And, you know, I also have a lot of conversations with my daughter on what she can achieve, and she can do it all, and she can make, you know, whatever she aspires to have in her career, she can have. And so we have a lot of conversations around that too. And, you know, I think also just my kids watch me. They watched me through the years, and I work really hard, and I want them to see that. And I want them to, you know, be proud of that, but also see what they can achieve through that.
Love that. I think, you know, Tess and I talk all the time about being in the driver's seat of your own career. And that sounds like something that really propelled yourself in your career, this idea of being self-led. So I think that's really important to hear. I'm curious, when you were growing up, did you always have it in your vision that you were wanted to be a CEO, that you were going to be leading a company, or what were your career aspirations?
So definitely not. I know I loved being around people. Like, I think it was those things, but I don't think I consciously, I didn't consciously pave the way to here. I definitely went into retail, fell in love with it. I fell in love with customer service and working with people. And I love the operations. And I thrived in that environment. And I just always just wanted to keep doing more and, you know, just worked hard. And I said yes when others said no, and I moved many times for the company, and I loved every single moment of it, but it certainly gave me the opportunity to learn and build the foundation for what I'm doing today.
So good. So good. All right, Tess, are we going to surprise Kathy with her round of questions, her speed questions?
Yes, we've got three quick questions for you. It's our speed round. First up is, tell us your favorite travel destination for a restorative holiday.
A restorative holiday. First thing I think about is Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay, number two, what are you reading right now? What's on your bookshelf or your nightstand?
Full Kindness is on my nightstand. I am, you know, really putting myself out there and in a way I've never done before. And it's incredibly uncomfortable and I'm learning a ton doing that. But yeah, reading my book because I want to make sure that I am ready for everything that's coming.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that so honestly, because I think we would all assume this is easy for you. So it's really refreshing to hear that you would have the same, you know, hang-ups that we all do.
Honestly.
There's a level of vulnerability that, yeah, I know it's the right thing and it's hard.
Ain't that the truth? What are you watching on TV right now? Like, what's your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure? Well, you know, tennis.
Oh, the Australian Open. Okay.
Australian Open.
Nice. Awesome.
Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been such an honor to hear your story and being so vulnerable and authentic with us. And we just look forward to seeing you shine, seeing your book launch success, and continuing to follow you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you for tuning in to Session 11. You can find us on social media at 1111 Talent or at Chapter 2 Meditation. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform. Our intention is to provide you with value. So if you got that today, please leave us a review and a rating. It really helps other people discover our potty.
Okay, sorry about that. She's Australian. She means podcast.